Okay, we are up to Simon Tov Reish, Ein Aleph, page 278 in the Dirshu editions. We are up to the Rama, who is going to give us a bit of an outline based on the Shulchan Aruch, which he discussed previously. Shulchan Aruch said, again, we're talking about the place of lighting, more details about the place where we are meant to light. Thank you. Where are we meant to light the menorah? So the preferred approach of Chanoch was to put it outside Pesach by the entrance towards the Rishus Rabbim. That was discussed in ideal if possible, we should do that. If it's Mokum Sakona, we don't light outside. There is another option between, which is by the door opposite the mezuzah. As we discuss Shulchan Aruch, the Rama addresses this now and speaks out how relevant is this placing the menorah just opposite the mezuzah by the door. How is that? How good is that option? Second line, Rama, page 278. Humiyu, however, bizman hazeh nowadays. I mean, seif. What is it? Seif. This is Siv Zayin in Simon Tov Resh Ein Aleph. Miu, however, bizman hazeh nowadays, shekulonu madlikin, we all light inside. Shekulonu madlikin bifnim, we all light inside. Ve'ein hekel ibnei Rishus Rabbim klal. And therefore, the reason why we light, we are really lighting with whom in mind? Where's the person man is? For whom?
Family.
So the outside people are not really relevant. It's not really, we don't do it for them at all. Ve'ein hekel ibnei Rishus Rabbim. So if you're putting it by the doorway, and there's nobody going to see it externally either, then ain lochosh kol kach, there's not much point putting it outside by the doorway. You don't have to be so careful about having it a tefach by the doorway. That's not really the point. Nevertheless, if you do put it by the doorway, so you should try to put it by the tefach of the doorway, but it's not really the point. Because the point is really that we are trying to be mefasim the neis with the bnei abayis. Shod if yoyis lehadli kol echad mokem yuchad, and it's better yet to put it inside the house in a designated place. Meleorev aneiros biyachad, and it's better to have every menorah a designated place in the house rather than putting them all together. Well, what's the problem if you put them all together? One big. Yeah, then it's not recognizable. Who's who? So it becomes like one big medua, like one big fire, and we are unable to distinguish which one is. And the point is that it has to be identifiable. So therefore, if by the door you're going to find that there's lots of candles, it's not clear, it's not, then don't bother putting it by the door, and then just put it somewhere designated in the house where you can spread out the menorahs. Nevertheless, you should also make a point of not putting the menorah where you're keeping candles throughout the whole year. Remember, this was before the electricity was around, and therefore people used to light in the houses through candles. So don't put the menorah where you normally put your regular lantern, where you put normally your light, because it's got to be distinguished and designated for menorah. So don't put your regular place. And the heker has to be to the bnei abayis, to the family. You've got to make it identifiable. You've got to make it sure. You've got to make sure that it's recognizable. And therefore, I want to point out something the poskim says. Well, if you light by the window, That's so. What's the rationale behind it? Why do we do by the window? So the point is that nowadays, so what we do, the reason why we do by the window is as follows. Really, we passing like the Ramo, that the Pirsum Manes is with their abayis. We are mfasim the neis to the family. Now that's really how we passing like the Ramo. However, at the same time, there's also an additional benefit that it should be visible externally. For the Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. But we're not Yoitzah, the Pirsum Aneis, with that. The Pirsum Aneis is with the Bnei Abayis. I want to point out something which I think I didn't mention previously. I don't think I mentioned it. The Poskim speak out an interesting Svorah. Do you think that, we did actually touch on this. If there's no sakona, yeah, assuming there's no sakona in Edgware, so what is the reason why we light by the window and not outside? Why do we not go like the Din of the Gemara that we light outside proper? What's the reason behind it? We're going to see that it makes a big nafkim in the halacha. What's the reason behind it? So some boys can want to say, what do you say?
We didn't change.
Oh, so what? Very good. Oh, very, very good. So that's it. So what the Poskim say, it's based on a Balaitu. What the Poskim says follows. So it's become like a gzera, like a takana. That yes, there was at one point historically, there has been a danger, and that's when Chazal said, that's when the Ramo established that we light outside, that we light inside, because there was once a danger. So that has now become the place of lighting. Now, even if at times there's no danger anymore, but still that's been established as a Mokamat locker. Furthermore, there's no doubt about it. If you just look a little bit into the history of Kalisol, you know, unfortunately, every now and then, it's again, you know, there's every, you know, generation or two, there's dangerous situations. And we don't have to look so far back to realize that lighting outside at times was dangerous, unfortunately. So, but the point is that the Ramon made, that's the Mokamad Lok is inside, that's the Bala Ito said that it's not, even if there's no Sakon anymore, that is the place where it's been established. So therefore, the question is, what about lighting outside? If that's the case, are you allowed to light outside even? And that's why there was some Poskim wants to say that when the Eden light outside in Eretz Yisrael, or perhaps liquid is even a better example, where the Eden have started lighting outside, they say, one second here, maybe you're not allowed to. Maybe the Ramon said that once you've got a light inside, that's the place we've got a light. You can't light outside anymore. Maybe you're not, you know, it's outside. Interesting spot. What are your thoughts on that? That's now the place of Adlaka. What do you say? So you wouldn't be yoitz, Malik, yeah?
Can I interject? I thought that maybe the reason that we don't light outside now is because we don't have the same situation with the Pesumi Nes today outside, that in those days they were, that all the houses were open to the Chatzer, so there was, you could say, a higher level of Pesumi Nes, all of the houses together, with the menorahs outside.
But I don't understand, because according, but the really, we light by Pesach, HaSomach, L'Rosh HaSarabim, it's got to be leading to the Rosh HaSarabim, to the public domain. Surely we still got that. So there's a bit of that question. Is it really been established into the Mokmad Loka being inside, and therefore you won't be yoitza outside at all? It's a bit of a interesting question. Rabbi Elashiv disagreed with that strongly, and he felt, no, of course you can still light outside Medina de Gemara, but it remains a bit of a discussion.
Can a gazer be changed?
Not with a Beis Din, which is of lower status than the deciding Beis Din. So I suppose the answer to your question is no, you can't nowadays, no. Yeah.
Is there any halakhic significance lighting by the window then?
Yeah. The answer to your question is, there's still a bit of a hiddur in terms of creating a bit of a piersum manes externally. So you're right. Based on what we are saying, the main halakh is to light inside and to the piersum manes in the family, etc. But an extra hiddur. Good. Now the Shulchan Aruch changes subject altogether, and it goes to a highly controversial topic, which I will actually switch off, I think, my recorder for a minute. So I think I will. Ubeveis HaKnes says, Menichoi Bekoisel Doroim. Now, then first comes the established fact, which is a din, the halacha of lighting in Beis HaKnesses. So you can light in shul, and there's a minute to light in shul, which there's no Gemara about lighting in shul. It's early Shonim who said you light in shul as well. What's the reason why we light in shul as well? So Shulchan Aruch says, let's just finish off the line over here. Don't you put it in the south? Where's the south? In the Beis Medrash, always? Right. Onto the right. It's always got to be on the right, because this is Mizrach, normally. So Dorim is here. So it's on the right-hand side of the Mispalalim. So if you're standing in shul, like a regular person, facing the Ona Kodesh, the menorah is got to be on the right-hand side. Good. You're right. In principle, you're right. You're right. Because if you'd be in the Far East, then perhaps you're right. You're absolutely right. Shulchan Aruch is always referring to somebody who lives in Central Europe. But you're absolutely right. Somebody who would live in Shanghai is different. You're right. Although, there is an element of copying the Beis HaMikdash as well. This is very much copying the Beis HaMikdash. And if it's based on copying the Beis HaMikdash, it's always going to be facing this way. Now, and it's going to be a little bit, as the Mishnah Berurah says, we're going to see soon that Mishnah Berurah changes a little bit. I want to get to the following word, umadlikin, and you light in shul, umadlikin, umevorchin, and you make a bracha, v'esaknes, mishum pirsa manes. Here it is, that we light, and we are yoitze, the mitzvah of pirsa manes. So we do a pirsa manes, by lighting in shul. The Rama adds on, and he qualifies that, and he says, "Ve'enol miyotze b'neres shel beis haknesses." You cannot be yotze with lighting in shul. So, if for some reason or another, you know, you want to just light in shul, you can't just light in shul. You also got to light at home. So, if somebody gives you the honor of lighting in shul, so accept the honor. Thank you very much. But it doesn't mean that at home you don't have to light. You still got to light at home as well. The correct timing of lighting is between Mincha and Ma'ariv in Shul. And if we light on Erev Shabbos, then it's before Mincha as opposed to between Mincha and Ma'ariv because it's close to Shabbos. Okay, so now various points with regards to the lighting in Shul. Firstly, the Mishnah Berurah says, in Sefkot Lametes, Beveis HaKnesses, first wide line, Oi, Beveis HaMedrash. There's no difference between what is really called a shul and what is called a Beveis HaMedrash. In Sefkot Mem, he addressed second wide line, addresses your point, because the Dorim on the south, Oi, Al HaShulchan, Sh'emet El Sedekosdom, on the table which is placed towards the south, and the reason for all this is zeicha as a remembrance la menorah shemekoyim b'mikdash b'dorim. So that is reminding us of the menorah in the actual Beis HaMikdash, which was placed in the south. And here and misadon memizrach and sifkot mem base. So what you do is ogam ken kem noyis like menorah v'aneiros emuson b'mikdash b'mizrach lemayrev. So, whilst there's a bit of machloikas, the Mishnah Berurah now points out that the way you light is not the way we light at home, but we go, so it is slightly positioned to the side. Yes, it is facing the south, it's the right hand side, but it's slightly tilted to the front, to the mizrach, and the way you light is from right to left. Because that's the way it was done in the Beis HaMikdash. Okay. There's a bit of machlokes about that, but that's the way the Mishnah Berurah brings it. We make the bracha Shechiyonu on the first night, and afterwards you make the other two brachas. Now, I mean, Sifkot Mem Hei, three lines from the bottom. So, Chlachsav Lehadlik. So even the Shliach Tzibur who lights in Shul, he still has to light later at home. However, Shechiyoni wouldn't be able to make again. There's a problem of Shechiyonu. If on the first night you make Shechiyonu in Shul, you've got a bit of a problem with Shechiyonu at home, unless you're moitzi with the Shechiyonu, your family members. Now, the question that is asked is as follows. We understand that we light in shul because of pirsa manes. We understand that. Why is it pirsa manes? There's a lot of people by mincha. After mincha you light, okay, before ma'ariv. And you don't know because pirsa manes. The question that the reason for the halacha is the fact that it's pirsa manes. So yes, there is pirsa manes, and that is why we light in a Beis Medrash. But it doesn't mean that whenever you can make a pirsa manes, you can light with a bracha. It that would be an incorrect svara. Right, so in a besmedesh, we light because of pirsum anes. We light in a besmedesh because of pirsum anes. We light in a shul because of pirsum anes. But that doesn't necessarily mean that whenever I can create a pirsum anes, I can light. Or I can light with a bracha. That doesn't necessarily mean that. So therefore, I feel that officers, etc., the poskim are lenient. We could even argue there that perhaps, you know, I could argue that in an office, if there's a mincha ma'ariv, you could argue that perhaps not. But fine, showing you can probably, but it certainly doesn't mean that if there's a congregation which is just purely for a public congregation which is just a get together for lighting. It's not lichoira. I don't know what you think about it, but lichoira, that's not what the Shulchan Aruch Ramah and Mishneh Berurah is teaching us, that you'd be able to make a bracha in such a case. I don't know what you think.
But why is the Ikapis?
One second. Can you be moitz them in a place which is not makom chiyuv? You can't be moitz if there's no chiyuv. You cannot be moitz. You cannot be moitz. I don't think that works. In shul, it's indeed a controversy, and it's a good comparison. But over there, the Mishtabu, the Mogen Avraham, they all speak about the fact that you make Kiddush, and the gentleman there who are really residing, who is made established for the poor people who aren't. Right. Yeah. What did you want to say? Who was that, Stephen? What do you want to say?
No, I was just going to say that. Is it obvious that Pursumi Nace is only in a shul? I mean,
no, I am fine with the fact that there may be an element of Pursumi Nace elsewhere, but that doesn't mean that there's a halacha. All we find is Shulchan Aruch describing explicitly that you light in Beis HaKnesses, which is an early halacha, which comes from the Rishonim. We light in the Beis HaKnesses, in a shul or Beis HaMedrash. The reason for that is because of Pirsum Anes. But it doesn't mean that everywhere else where there may be a Pirsum Anes, I can light with a bracha. So, do you understand? There could be there's a Pirsum Anes in the Brent Cross as well. It could be there's a Pirsum Anes. But it doesn't mean that I can light with a bracha. Not everywhere where there's a Pirsum Anes, I can light with a bracha. I can't be moitzi them anyway. This is not about being moitzi. It is zeichel beis hamikdash. It's zeichel beis hamikdash. As we saw, the Mishnah says it's zeichel. Just like the beis hamikdash had a menorah, so shul, which is a little bit comparable to a beis hamikdash, it's a mikdash ma'at. We also like there, but it doesn't. We're not trying to be moitzi anybody. We can't be moitzi anybody.
If someone was there who in shul, they wouldn't be
moitzi. Not moitzi, no. In fact, you can make after it's another bracha because you're not yotz.
They don't have any oil or anything at home. They're not.
No, nope. Can't be motzi them. No.
The Babbage makes a bracha. Then they do.
Yeah.
Just what's the throw behind even in the Rishonim saying a bracha dafka in a shul and not elsewhere where there's a gathering of people? I can understand that there is in those days there's an assured gathering. That's a if you have a regularly every single year they meet in this certain place, I don't understand why can't you make a bracha? What is the spirit behind the bracha?
So I think there's probably two elements in it. One is what we mentioned now, that Beis HaMikdash had the Hadlokas Menorah, and then we compare the shul to some extent to that. I think that's one strong element. And then there's another element that it's a place which is designated for tefillah, for davening. And the halacha states that a place which is, you know, there's a mincha and there's a ma'ariv, so because of that place which is a gathering for davening, there we lie. And if it's another large gathering of people, which is not for davening, yeah, you know, there's no makor that you can light. So I said, this is a bit of a, it's a bit of a question mark. It really remains a bit of a question mark. Hanoch Avosen speaks about it as well. He's very unhappy about it. Okay. I think we're just going to summarize now. So what we've learned this evening, we spoke about the Ramah again pointing out that the correct place of lighting in our circumstances is in the house, and we're yoytze pirsum hanes with our family members. Of course, if possible, we should light by the window because there's an extra hiddur mitzvah of pirsum hanes externally. We therefore do not need to worry so much about the door aspect, and that's not so relevant to us, according to the Ramah. We also learned that there's a minute to light in a Beis HaKnesses, and the correct place in shul is to light on the right-hand side, and you light starting from the right towards leading, and then next night you light more left, you keep going. We also learned that the hadlaka in shul, you can make a bracha, and you also make shechiyonu. We also learned that you cannot be yoytze without hadlaka in shul, but there's a separate minik and a separate halacha that you light in shul. The correct time of lighting is between mincha and maariv, and the exception being Erev Shabbos, in which you light before mincha. By the way, talking about the correct time, how does that work if there is... So what if there's very numerous minyonim in maariv? So how does that work then?
It's just maariv.
Say there's a mincha and maariv, and later on there's a maariv. And then another maariv. And then another maariv. So how do you deal with that then? Which is a question, actually. There has always been a question downstairs. When I was in Köln, so the Köln was still here. Hedra Köln used to be downstairs. You remember that? Yeah. So we had that child because we used to. There was an early Maariv, and then afterwards there was another Maariv at 7:45, and then again at 10 to 10 another Maariv. So if you land before every Maariv, so what do you do then? So I saw that the poskim, the poskim say, in theory, you could light before every Maariv, and in fact, because there's a different sibyl, who could strongly argue that, since it's a different sibyl, therefore what?
New Pesumanes,
and therefore you can make a bracha on every single nadlok. You could argue that, and I think Misvah, it makes a lot of sense. I don't know why we didn't. The minhag has always been that you make one bracha and then you don't light it with the bracha later on again in the same place. But just today or yesterday I saw that the poskim d'achon, I think of Avos and advice, they said that be'etzim you can make a bracha before every hadlaka again. Does it make a difference? Yeah, you can use the same candles, you blow them out, and next Maariv you make another bracha. In fact, there's a strong svar to say that it's the right thing to do. I think that people are probably reluctant to light again with the bracha because.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it could be. Okay, more on this tomorrow, Be'ez Hashem. Good evening.